1A, 2, 7, and 8 are being manned by the Marshal's office today. They're not on our frequencies.
I'm wondering where their captain
is. 10-4, you got any description? CP Birdseye. 1A reports that a vehicle believed to be a late model blue Chevrolet sedan was heading toward the RB8 area. You want to give that to the marshal to pass on to his troop out there on 8? Believed to be a late model blue Chevrolet sedan.
I found a place to drink.
Did you?
Yeah, the Legion Club was over last day. Well, I came over, I didn't have a room. Brad and I went and ate.
Yeah, go ahead. Speak up a little bit if you can. 10-4, are all these signals at RB1 presently?
Signal
9386
is in unit 8.
He may
not be there yet, but he's going to be there. And I got a lot of stuff
there. 10-4, RB1, Birdseye. Per the CP, signal 9428 will work with signal 4-5-6 as an interview team. They are to see signal 9386 there at RB1 for their instructions. 9386 is apparently en route to that 1020 now. Also, the designated leader for RB1 will be signal 4184. The designated leader for RB1 will be signal 4184.
9-4-2-8-1-4-5-6-9-3-8.
That's affirmative. 9386 is en route out there, and he'll give those other two signals their instructions as an interview team. CP standby. Last unit trying to transmit 10-9. Last unit transmitting 10-9. Stand by, Will. You got his name offhand, CP of 4184. RB1 Birdseye. That's Howard Sharp, S-H-A-R-P-E. You copy? 10-9? 10-4, you can give him his battlefield commission. Go ahead. Oh, that designated leader then, 4184, is strictly for the interview team. 10-4. Bird's eye to RB1. Unit calling Bird's Eye. Last unit calling Bird's Eye. RB1 Bird's Eye. MP7, standby one, please. RB1 Bird's Eye, there's a mistake in the transmission. That 4184, the designated leader, is to be the leader of the interview team, not the whole roadblock, just for the interview team. The 10-4, MP7, your traffic. CP Birdseye. We got RB1 squared away as far as their interview team. They advise that their leader of the roadblock out there is signal 1353. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sam. MP7, Birdseye, go ahead. Bird's eye to him, P7, go ahead. RB3, bird's eye.
This is RB3. We copied that message from the CP and that unit's on the way. That leaves us with 6 SAs out there, which I think at this time is okay.
10-4, CP bird's eye, did you copy 3?
I copy
4.
3 to Bill.
Okay.
That's you two guys, right? Three to Bill. Three to 6-4.
Radio
M25. This is 25, go ahead.
Those two guys wave?
Negative, not yet, hold on. That is them, isn't it? I hope so.
RB3 to bird's eye.
Go ahead, Jay.
Could we have the transmission again about the two individuals to go on the interview team?
Affirmative. Signal 7932 and S.A. Connolly. I report immediately to RB1 to work as an interview team. They will get their instructions from Signal 9386, who is in Unit 83 and will be at RB1.
That's clear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, one. RB1 wants to know if you people in there are interested to bits of intelligence they're picking up from people coming out, news types and so forth. Transmitted. RB1 bird's eye, I covered part of your last transmission. Was that for us? But if you do get something big, could you break somebody loose, I guess, and send them back with it? Maybe you can get some smoke signal lessons. 889 to Birdside, we're coming up your road with an international four-wheel drive pickup with camper on the back, small camper.
10-4. Which unit again?
This is the original Birdseye. I don't know the number of this vehicle. It's from Butte.
10-4. MP
55 to CP. Signals 5899 and 3827 will be staying at Harold's Motel in Martin, South Dakota. Negative. We'll give it to you when we get there.
Do you need this one? I guess you do. I'm going to have to use this.
Out there at their location. However, the driver and his partner took off with the night shift, and four wants to know if you're going to send replacements out to drive that unit. Would you 10-9? You mean tapes or what? This is 889. I'm up here setting up one now so that we'll catch every transmission from everyone. You want another one in addition to the one you have there?
If you're going to do that up there, can I shut off the one that's down here and let someone else use it?
You will be able to after I get it set up. I don't have it going yet. It'll take another half an hour or so. I'll give you a call when I have it going. I'll get on that project right away.
Too late.
Why
don't
you take it now?
Why don't you take it now? Place the priority.
You know how to phone, look it up in the hour.
They don't have any more in the CCS.
I checked every place around. We had four of the FMO. What did the radio men say?
Yeah,
you know,
he's setting up a tape recorder there.
So
we'll take all transmissions, but that's
the only one you do. We had four here yesterday. He's sitting right over there. You got it. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, that's not the
okay.
You're at,
well,
wait a minute.
We're going to be in touch with him. That's your phone.
Run that by me again, 7. You're very garbled. I can hardly copy you.
Just a second. You got a room? Check out. Everybody who's up here, except the FCC.
Birdside MP7, did you copy? I did not copy your transmission. You're garbled. Would you please try it again? Okay, I got Denver signal Boyd, and what's the other? Spell it for me phonetically, will you? I just can't copy you. Your Denver signal is assigned in the CP today.
I'll tell you later. The only thing I know is that you're all
cool.
This is one of the main duties. Okay, mate. I'll tell him then.
The same thing is to get on by. Yeah, I'd get over in the parking lot. You have to run your wheels up over that little hood.
Check out of the mobile?
No, anyway.
Okay. Okay, best word. Thank you.
You probably didn't ask me this. They want to know, we had two or three different press lists each day. Did each one apply just to that day, or is that an open list?
Joanne, I wish I could tell you. I don't know.
You got another car?
I don't know what happened 5 minutes ago. Everybody told me a goddamn
thing. He's coming back in. Mr. Hurd?
I'm going to take your time.
Would you know, we've had three... four different press lists. Did that press list apply for one day?
Well,
or are people allowed in yesterday and allowed back in today? See, this one says 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sunday. This one says
I don't know whether it's your
7 a.m. to 3:05, and it's a different listing. No.
You're calling Glenn.
The ones we can let in are the ones that are on the list for today. Tell Erickson Gibbs here and tell him if they want to hold loose, we'll check and see if we can get the other
guests.
Tell him you're mad.
Would you advise RB1, until we hear to the contrary, only those names on today's press list are allowed back in?
I don't know.
We have another title not being used.
Give my advice, my advice. That's affirmative, RB1. RB1, Birdseye. RB1, Birdseye. We're here. Per the CP, until or unless advised to the contrary, only those names that appear on today's list will be good.
I understand only those names on today's list are good. All other lists are null and void. I think I can handle that. Okay. Beautiful. Birdseye to MI5, did you have traffic?
We want
to know
if he's coming back in here. Is that what we
want to
know?
10-4. RB4, Birdseye. Your relief is on the way in.
1-1-8. No, I...
MP53 to CP.
CP.
Signals 8402 and 9890 are in this unit. We have been relieved on the way to the motel, and we'll landline you when we get there.
10-4, could you give me your office?
Minneapolis. And could you give me the phone number?
867-5714.
10-4.
They also tell them to check out of the motels, but I think basically what we're doing is we're just going to interview them and release them.
CP to signal 8402.
Bring them in and interview them and release them. But I have
8402.
You're advised that when you finish sleeping today, check out of your motel.
CP. Let them stay there today.
10-9, CP.
After you finish sleeping today, you should check out of your motel. Everybody's going to stay here for now.
I was on 9.
10-4.
And these people are leaving.
Everything that was here by way of log, I gave you.
You want to take that car, is that it?
John,
you want to talk to somebody? That's
all. Yeah, about 6 hours of the log. Evidently nothing. Oh, I know nothing about
how about
it.
You?
Hello.
Because Mr. Whitwood is all he gave me. I said I had to share and take him.
Excuse me, I'm 601. You can call me on post 9 to come in. Do you have any idea who wanted to see me? About 7:30. post 9, signal 601.
I think it was Fiesta. No, that was 7419.
I need two things.
Wait a minute. Let's see if I can help him first. We're told reports to CC.
I certainly was. Nobody knows. On the radio.
And nobody knows what they wanted to say.
Come in immediately. Here I am, immediately.
What's
your
name?
Sam with me. Congratulations. You asked me.
Well,
why don't you talk to Mr. Webb? I just say
he's. I think it was the Adsys from down there.
Harvey wanted to see Pete.
No. Is it Mr. Adsys that's from down there?
I have the slightest idea.
I think he's.
Can I give you his number?
All the people that.
Harvey wanted to see Pete.
What's Webb's number?
Stand by, please.
That's the PR guy.
He was told to come in, and all those people that were there giving me these messages aren't here. I just don't know what you're supposed to do.
I know you're in an untenable position.
No.
I wish I could help you. I don't know.
What are we doing? Mr. Tennyson. CP to the unit that had traffic.
This is RB1. CP, just what kind of communication do we have with 7 and 8?
Bob, do our units have contact with your units through handy talkies or something?
Our units are no longer with your units.
I know that.
They have
FBI radio. They have FBI
radio. It's Florida Mobile, but we have contact with them.
Okay.
Florida Mobile's the CP.
RB1.
Go.
Those units have Florida Mobiles. And you can also, I can contact the marshal. I can contact the through the marshal if you need them.
I understand they've got Porta Mobiles on our frequency.
10-4.
Do we have any on there?
You will have.
We will have.
Thank you. You know, we've been keeping up with each other pretty well, and all of a sudden, like we're not even speaking over.
I know, 10-4.
Our Porta Mobiles out there work.
5-5, the last four coming out.
So they're not going to be any good, are they?
That's right. They might be weak. Otherwise, those Porta Mobiles are good enough to reach that distance, normally. But we can have them charge. So when the marshal's equipment gets out there, I'll go out and pull ours in and charge them. But you could phone me.
Birdseye CP.
CP.
I take it from the last transmission, we don't have communications with 7 and 8, is that correct?
There's been a flight change.
Weak
so, the FBI units are 1, 3, and 4, and we have Marshall units at 2, 7, and 8.
10-4, thank you. 5-5 to the last of the BR-4 coming out.
Call CP 102, ask if FBI
are you on the Alkine Highway yet?
Not necessary to rush.
Okay.
Then I have a message for
That poor signal
you
get,
you're
not
long
enough
long. It's just a number to you, isn't it? That poor signal.
601-K. No, whatever
name. Also, I'd like you to call 90-95 have request photographic assistance.
That's 695 unit or
signal?
5-5 to 4. Yeah, if you're on the Elkhorn Highway yet, let me know if you want me to wait at the other end in case you have any troubles. He's kind of non-abrasive by now.
Call 90-95, have request, we have, in other words, a request for...
Yeah, the last unit from the night shift.
No urgency, only if you're CP. I don't want these guys running in and thinking this trim back, right?
All right.
We want to provide photographic assistance
tonight. Well, in other words, I got a guy back here who wants a photographer to go out with him and photograph him.
Okay.
Right now, he's teamed up with Willis.
Talk on this one.
I have a call to make, should I try it on you?
Who are you going to call?
One of the signal members. You want me to call Birdseye?
Yeah, anybody. Ask for Birdseye how they copy it.
Okay,
let me use
this
now, will you?
CT to Birdseye.
How does that work,
Birdseye? Didn't get any answer. CT to Birdseye.
Yes.
We're just testing some new equipment.
You're not doing too well on it. Can't hardly hear you.
Okay, so I'm trying to...
Is this any better?
Maybe.
Okay. Tell him not to call you for a few minutes while we change antennas.
Can I use it a minute? Just to call the guy out? CP to 5899, CP to 5899. Check in with CP before going off duty. All right. That's my, the guy that's got the car. I want to be sure I get out of here.
Okay, you're going to be, don't key this one for a few minutes. I'm going to take the antenna off and use it on this one.
Or Colonel Warner, here's a message going to call Colonel McKenna in Rapid City. Either one.
Well, the guy who's got my car is out there on the floor.
Hello there, Andy.
Hey,
how are you?
Well, what's coming out? Yeah.
Heavy board.
They're fixing the radio. I haven't been able to get that message yet.
Okay, just cross out the one for photographer. I told him to be his own. And we still need those armbands. Just we can get, issue them here.
Okay, check with Birdseye, see if that's any better.
CP to Birdseye, any better?
CP, you just cut out somebody else's transmission. Would you 10-9 SI-39? I've got a car 5 east of Porcupine with car trouble. What was the
last?
Would you like to have that so you could hear this in your ear all the time and not be bothered by the speaker? I mean, you have to keep it up there all the time.
I mean, you have to hold it up here all the time? It's really going to be hard because sometimes I have
10-4 specifically, what is he want to be on here? Tank of gas or what?
My problem is I have to answer that phone sometimes. I suppose I could do it, but this is really going to be hard. Yeah, okay.
This will improve our intermod between the marshals and it'll give you more signal. You got 85 watts out of here. You only got 35 out of this.
Info, stand by. CP, Birdseye.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
SI-39 reports a family, a fellow, his wife, and about four kids with car trouble about 5 miles east of Porcupine, and they need transportation to Bateson, B-A-T-E-S-O-N. SI-39 requesting that you contact the BIA in there and have BIA personnel respond to help these people out.
He's running around. No press except those on today's list.
Do you have people from BIA around
here? I haven't seen any yet. I think they're having a meeting among themselves.
Hopefully one of them will get over here. I got to get a hold of them.
This is Omaha Units 185 coming into the RV
We did have a recharger for this thing last night, but I got it from
you. Yeah, there was another recharger here not too long ago.
What are you looking for?
There was another recharger at one time.
Yeah, for what kind of a radio? Yeah.
It's here.
I picked it off that desk last night.
Hey, Gary, are you on four? Are you on four?
Here's the volume control.
You gotta get with it.
Right here. If it's
my car.
This is crush control. I'll adjust these, and I think it's gonna be better for you.
Okay.
Are you reading okay now?
Yeah, that's much better. Much better.
Got a better antenna on there, okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I should be taping what comes over the road. I have to put it over there now, don't we?
Okay, that's even better. We'll put that over here, and then that way we're going to pick up your conversation.
All you
over
here?
Okay.
Oh, the tapes aren't going to be near as spicy, though.
I remember talking about somebody was being shot out with a shotgun. I have no idea what it's about.
Say, this guy will be shot.
Thank you, 39. CP Bird's Eye. You can disregard on that request for BIA assistance on that family with car trouble per SI-39. Another family came along and helped them out. Your volume just went down again. That's all right, Joanne. Go ahead, I'll be one to buy it for you. Would you copy that one? RV1 Road, Zach. Francis walks underground. That's as opposed to walking on water.
It's going to be
be confusing because of the switch here, but I think it'll be good.
I found a place to drink in Nebraska on Sunday.
Where's that?
The Legion Club. They're on here all night. A lot of BIA guys there. I think they're keeping it under their hat. Joanne, so, could you say something over? See if we're coming. Give us 5 counts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Congratulations.
Andy? Did he meet Andy also? He got the radio name and technique from you. Joanne?
Hi.
Or you can email type in. Well, I listen to her pleasant voice all the way. Okay. Rod Bowman from Omaha comes in. He's also on his way up here with some more equipment. If you get in touch with me and let me know where it's been going in, I'll be working on it. Thank you.
They're going to last longer. Now with the snow.
Supposed to be anything that's got a label like Gallo or something. Joanne, your volume's still way down. You were much better off before they started horsing around with the radios in there. Five five nine five. Did you say you copied?
Yeah, I copied. Trying to phone in. I can't get any signal.
Try it again, 5595. You're entirely garbled. We couldn't copy you. Did you say you keep getting a busy signal? CP Birdseye, 5595, has been trying you faithfully, but somebody's plugging the lines. She gets a busy signal.
Does
he have a number? 5595, can you give me a number where they could call you?
Are you up there? Thanks.
is the lineman there?
Inform. Bird's eye to signal 5595. Another change in the game plan. 1021-867-5688. Go ahead, one. Ten-4, CP Birdseye. RB1 reports the 915, count 0.
Maybe I'll offer them.